treatment doctors are essentially like MacGyvers. We find solutions. So I've really spent the last couple of years figuring out what is the solution for the average American, because you're right. The average American really doesn't know what to believe. They're being pummeled with misinformation and tyranny all around them incrementally, right? So they need better sources. InfoWars does that. GoldCare does that. So we need to keep sounding the alarm. But if the question is, if there's an actual crisis now, we are, it's a four alarm crisis, five alarm crisis. I like to say that I think Americans would have recognized economic tyranny. We've been kind of warned about that, communist nations like in the past that would do poorly because of the money. And then we knew about religious tyranny, like Venezuela, Cuba, et cetera. I think we were ill prepared for medical tyranny. Well, it turns out of all the ways in which tyranny can enter a nation, medical is actually the fastest. We saw a complete collapse. And if you look back on history, this is actually a common. This is a trick they do all the time. I like to reference people to the French Revolution, Robespierre, Reign of Terror. They had a committee on public safety, and the committee on public safety basically did away with people's civil rights. And they could only do that because people are so afraid. So be forewarned that medical tyranny is really just the gateway drug into tyranny, and it was much more effective and much more rapid than religious tyranny and economic tyranny. Don't be lulled because you think it's medical or doctor. It's simply the gateway drug to tyranny.
We're now joined by Dr. Simone Gold, frontline doctor, truth teller, politically persecuted, you name it, she's been through it. And she joins us now on the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Simone Gold, there's so much we can talk about today. I know you've been politically persecuted. You're seeing them do it to Trump now. I mean, I guess I would ask you this. A lot of people don't really understand what's going on because they haven't had to deal with it personally. And unfortunately, the one thing that might actually save this country, and I hate to say it because I don't want to see it come to this because it's going to be miserable. It's going to be filled with suffering. But sadly, the political persecution and the criminal element that runs this country, until it comes to your front door and knocks on your door and wants to abuse you, you really can't believe it. You can't even believe it's going on. And that's why the COVID phenomenon was such a major awakening moment, because now here they are making you wear a mask, making your kids wear a mask, making you take this injection, making your kids take the injection, shutting down your business. So it was like that was the first time for a lot of people the tyranny came to your front door. But for you, it went well beyond that with the political persecution. So what warning would you give Americans watching this happen to Trump, even if they hate Trump? Watching this political persecution happening to Trump, what warning do you think they need to have? Thinking that this is just Donald Trump that this is going to happen to?
Thank you so much for the question. So I've been an experienced emergency physician for more than 20 years when SARS-2 came to America. I want to remind people, I'm not sure you know even Owen, I'm also an attorney. So I was looking at what was going on, and it was very clear to me that we had a medical issue which we doctors could have handled, but we had a legal crisis, a constitutional crisis, and this is what I started speaking out against really as early as April 2020. I do think I'm a little bit different than the average physician because I really saw the legal threat very, very early. It makes no difference if you like Trump, dislike Trump. We have a situation where Trump, as a potential defendant, was investigated by the federal government. I think it was like 2016 or 2000, whenever that was, 2015, 16. The federal government, who was itching to get Trump, refused to indict because there simply isn't the evidence there. Then a person who is a known liar, a perjury, Michael Cohen, implicates Trump. And now the state of New York has picked this up in an effort to derail Trump. So how bizarre is that? Let's say you're a hardcore, you hate Trump. Do you really think that we should live in a country where the federal government says, hey, this isn't a thing? 5 years later, the person runs for office, and then the state says, this is the thing, and we're going to go after it. This is incredibly dangerous from a legal perspective. I saw a lot of tyranny in the medical system that came into focus in 2020. But we would never have been able to have had the medical tyranny that we've been experiencing the last 3 years if it hadn't been built up to really, it started slowly in the 80s and 90s, and it just took tremendous went a tremendous speed of the medical tyranny, starting really in 2008 with Obamacare. So understand that when you see somebody like a former president being indicted, that's really the last or second to last step in collapse, in that case, of the judicial system. Medical tyranny was only possible in 2020, but it was the last step in like about a 30-year process of medical tyranny being institutionalized.
Well, and it just became so normalized too, where a lot of people, when they look at it from a different perspective, like one way to get people to understand the vaccine tyranny is when they see the images of the baby with 76 vaccines throughout their body, or the list of all the injections they get before they even turn 1 year old. But they're not really thinking about it in time. They're under the fear. They're just in the moment with all the emotions. And they're told, you need to get all these vaccines or your baby's going to die from all these different diseases. And everybody does it. It's perfectly safe. And so it just feels routine, part of the procedure. Yeah. But then when you kind of step back after it and you look at the 76 injections. Oh, wow. My baby weighs 8 pounds or whatever, and I put in a pound of liquids, foreign fluids, into their bodies before they even turn one. You know, that's the kind of stuff where it's like, whoa, what is this? Is that the type of medical tyranny you're talking about? The slow creep?
Yes, you know, yeah, for sure it's a slow creep. I don't know if it's true or false, but there's that old story about you drop a frog into boiling water and he jumps up right away. But if you put him into water and you heat it up degree by degree by degree, stays in until he's boiled. It's exactly like that. There's been this creeping tyranny and really across our entire society. And it just became so obvious after 2020 that doctors like myself had to step out and point it out. You know, ER doctors are essentially like MacGyvers. We find solutions. So I've really spent the last couple of years figuring out what is the solution for the average American, because you're right. The average American really doesn't know what to believe. They're being pummeled with misinformation and tyranny all around them incrementally, right? So they need better sources. InfoWars does that. Gold Care does that. So we need to keep sounding the alarm. But if the question is, if there's an actual crisis now, it's a 5-alarm crisis. I like to say that I think Americans would have recognized economic tyranny. We've been kind of warned about that, communist nations like in the past that would do poorly because of the money. And then we knew about religious tyranny like Venezuela, Cuba, et cetera. I think we were ill prepared for medical tyranny. Well, it turns out of all the ways in which tyranny can enter a nation, medical is actually the fastest. We saw a complete collapse. And if you look back on history, this is actually a common. This is a trick they do all the time. I like to reference people to the French Revolution, Robespierre, Reign of Terror. They had a committee on public safety, and the committee on public safety basically did away with people's civil rights. And they could only do that because people are so afraid. So be forewarned that medical tyranny is really just the gateway drug into tyranny, and it was much more effective and much more rapid than religious tyranny and economic tyranny. Don't be lulled because you think it's medical or doctor. It's simply the gateway drug to tyranny.
Well, and look at what suffering came to people that didn't take the vaccine. A lot of people lost their jobs. Yeah. When the shutdowns happened, a lot of people lost their businesses. People removed from the military, kicked out of their schools. Right. I mean, like you said, it happened in the blink of an eye, and it was fear. Fear was the launch platform.
I wrote an article early on, around April 2020, and I said, you know, a mugger, a thief can rob you like in the middle of the day, right? They, you know, put a gun, give me your money, et cetera. Or he can just kind of do a stealth maneuver when you're not looking, like an embezzler, for example. That's what we're in the middle of. We are in the middle of losing our freedoms incrementally because it's being advertised as something different. For example, digital currency, that's where we're kind of going. And people are being sold the myth, well, not the myth, they're being sold part of the truth, which is, hey, this would be super convenient. I mean, who wouldn't think it's convenient, you know, to just pay with digital currency? But they're not being told the other part of it, which is you can be completely controlled if another entity controls all the money that you possess, right? So the media's out there explaining part of the story, not the other part. This is very biased. It's called omission bias. It's when media or other people tell you truth, but only a half truth, and then you miss the whole thing. That's what happened during COVID. We were told things that were kind of half true and partial truths. And you know, but the good news, I don't like people to get too depressed. The good news is there really are people fighting back. In my area of medical, there really are people fighting back, and we are going to bring you the truth, and there is a way forward.
Now, what is that fight looking like right now? Because sadly, the exposure is not where it needs to be.
Listen, we have an uphill battle. The left, it's not classic liberals, it's leftist Marxists. They control the levers of most power in our nation, right? They certainly control the media, they control academia. But there's a lot of things the average person can do to fight back. For one, you have to put your money into businesses that align with your values. So Public Square, you know, is one that's kind of putting forth all the businesses. InfoWars, you have to support the media people who are telling you the truth. You have to not support, in my lane, you have to not support medical Marxism. I talk about this a lot, that what we have in America is medical Marxism, which is simply going to be Marxism. And what I mean by that is every month, most Americans pay a lot of money to an insurance company. Either they're paying it themselves if they're self-insured, or they're paying it partially with their employer and the employer is paying it. But we spend a lot of money. In fact, the average family of four spends $2,000 every month to an insurance company. The insurance company then controls the narrative about they do lobbying, they do investing with that money.
We're up against a break. Let's pick this up from the beginning. Medical Marxism with Dr. Simone Gold right here on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Dr. Simone Gold is our guest, doctor, lawyer, warrior, and she was just getting into the phenomenon. Let's start over from the beginning. You were cut off by the break. Medical Marxism with Dr. Simone Gold. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. And I realize that this is not a subject most people know about. So let me explain. First of all, we are on the side of humans. I got into this fight because they really wanted to kill people. I was working in the emergency departments and they were telling me not to use safe medications that save people's lives. And they tried to fire me because of that. And I became a whistleblower. That's why I'm here. Everything that has happened to me in the last 3 years is because I stood up for human rights. I was listening to Alex, and we are really the pro-human side. They are really anti-human. So how does this relate to the average person, you know, sitting at home or in their car when I talk about medical Marxism? What is that? Well, we have an industry in America that we call healthcare. Healthcare is 20% of our GDP. So consider that for a moment. Defense is about 4% of our GDP. So healthcare is about 20%. It's 19 to be specific. So whatever's going on with healthcare is going to dominate and control our whole nation. That's why we have to get a grip on it. And that's why medical Marxism needs to concern you. You might say, what do I mean by that? I mean, there's a kind of a socialized system that's kind of the administrative state or the government that is controlling everything that has to do with medical care, doctors, nurses, hospitals, all of that. And you might say, how is this being funded? And I hate to tell you, but you, the average American, is funding the system. It might be even Owen or Alex that's funding it by mistake because you don't know. When you pay insurance premiums every month, you are literally funding the system that is restricting your medical freedom. For example, Medicare, for example. Medicare during the COVID years had policies in place that were lethal to Medicare recipients. You thought something was wrong? You're right. I was a board-certified ER doctor for more than 20 years, and I'm telling you, it was It stinks. They were killing people. They had Medicare policies that would pay more money if you took a lethal medicine, remdesivir, and not if you took a life-saving medicine, ivermectin. So when I say that there are insurance companies and government interests and payer interests in controlling your health, that's what I mean. So there is no medical freedom if you have an insurance company because they dictate the terms to the hospital and the doctors. In addition, your premiums are going to support the system. Your premiums is why our health expenses are 19.7% of our GDP. Turns out there's an amazing solution. You can safely step away from the insurance model, which is funding the medical Marxism. I actually stepped away 10 years ago. So the average person is spending average family is spending $24,000 a year in premiums that they think are premiums that are getting them access to healthcare. But in fact, those premiums are being used to oppress us as people. And I'm urging everyone who's listening to please step outside the insurance model. One solution is to come to goldcare.com and we will teach you exactly how to safely leave the medical Marxist insurance industry behind. If we don't leave it behind, all the patriots in this nation don't leave the insurance model behind, we have lost the war. It doesn't even matter all the other issues.
Well, this is why Obamacare was so key for their authoritarianism, because they wanted to make that the permanent infrastructure that Correct. You could not escape and they would have full control over.
Correct. I'm so glad you said that. So Obama nearly succeeded in moving us entirely to a socialist system without you noticing it. Because what he did with Obamacare is he took control of 20% of the economy. So if you control that 20%, the rest is just going to fall and it's just going to be socialism. So what happened when Trump came into office is he halted the enforcement of Obamacare. So you don't have to pay any attention to it now. Because of that, there's an opening, there's a way in that doesn't involve the insurance industry, where you use something that's biblically based. We have a biblically based model of healthcare cost sharing that keeps you safe, that keeps your family protected, that gives you a safety net if you have an accident or some very expensive situation, and it's entirely outside the insurance model, which is not only very expensive, it is costing you medical freedom. If you've got an insurance plan, you can't decide who you want to go to, can't decide which hospital or doctor you prefer. And three is contributing or causing the government to be able to control our money to a very large extent. You need to exit the insurance model for all of those reasons.
Can you give somebody like a practical example of this, or something that they could sink their teeth into to make it easier yes. to understand? Because this is truly a scary concept, but unless you can actually understand it and see maybe a real life example, they might not understand why this is so scary.
Thank you so much for the question. It's hard. I talk very conceptually. Let's give you a real world example. This is somebody who just switched over to our solution, which is Gold Care. So this person had been working for 15 to 20 years for university. She has a good position there. She got Kaiser insurance with her employer, and that was $1,950 every single month. And she paid about half of that. And the employer paid about half of that. She was very, very scared, like most people are, to leave that insurance model. Like, that's what we've been raised on. It's like mother's milk to us. We think, oh my God, I can't go without health insurance. But I said, if you're going to come to work for Gold Care, you can't have insurance. It's completely inconsistent. So she took the leap, she jumped, she came over to Gold Care. How does it work? We give you access to honorable, ethical doctors, and we've partnered with a healthcare cost sharing ministry. Healthcare cost sharing ministries are the future. Just as it says in the Bible, you shall carry and lift up each other's burdens. That's what a healthcare cost sharing ministry is. In the 1980s, there was an Amish pastor or farmer, and he had huge medical bills for an accident. The community got together and shared his bills because the Amish do not believe in health insurance, and generally they don't need it. But his was very expensive. The community got together, they paid his bills, and the industry of healthcare cost sharing ministries was born. Obama tried to get rid of it with Obamacare, but he couldn't. It was grandfathered in. It's completely legal. So this is a legal entity that's been around for 40 years, and we're bringing it to the masses. Goldcare.com. You see, you have access to doctors like myself who are truth tellers, and you have a safety net that you pay for about half the price of your insurance premiums, and you have complete flexibility to choose whoever you want to see.
Now, I understand why you have been so politically persecuted, because I will tell you, folks, the first people they go after are the solutionaries. That's why they go after Donald Trump. That's why they go after Alex Jones. That's why they go after Simone Gold, because they want to go after the people that are providing solutions and alternative options to the tyranny. And that's what you've done. And so they want to intimidate you and try to shut you down. It hasn't worked. Here you are.
May I share something? This sounds so kind of radical, and it's really not. It's essentially like self-pay. I really want to invite you, Owen, because you'll do your listeners a tremendous service. I'd like to show you the model yourself. I'd love you to consider switching. You will then become such an advocate because you have so much more medical freedom yourself. You'll be able to see whichever doctor you like. You will be safe in case there's a big accident, because the group will share your cost if there is. The average person is spending $24,000. What finally propelled the person on my team who made the leap, who got over her fear, was I said, you know what? You spent $250,000 with the health insurance company over 10 years, and you got essentially no value. And that $250,000 was being used by the industry to oppress your medical freedom. And all along the way, she had co-pays and deductibles and co-insurance and co-fees. So when you looked at the dollars and cents, we're much better. And when you look at the medical freedom, we're much better. And when you look from the patriot angle, can we save our nation by pulling back on this Marxist model for our health industry? Yes, everyone listening can do this.
Well, let me just tell you, you know, I'm not really the boss around here. I might be the interim boss for today. You know, maybe Alex might be interested. The problem is, with all the lawsuits and stuff, I can't even go into the bank account to put gas in the tank without getting like five levels of clearance. But let's continue on this conversation on the other side. Dr. Simone Gold is my guest, and this is such a perfect example of something I have been trying to explain to American communists, specifically people in my generation. I'm 33 years old, that were sold these big lies about communism and how great it is. And I used to try to explain something to them. And now this really, Dr. Gold's healthcare solution is a perfect example. And what I would try to explain to the American communists my age is that they're not actually communists, that they're actually fascists and authoritarians. And they couldn't understand it. And I said, let me explain to you why you're not a real communist, because what you should be supporting if you're a communist is the free market. If you're an actual communist, you should be a free market communist, because in the free market, you can be whatever you want. You can be a communist if you want in the free market. You can, like, for example, let's say I've got, this might be a bad example, but I'll just use it. People can relate to sports analogies, and so I use them. Let's say I'm a big sports fan, and I've got 20 of my buddies that I went to college with, and we all love University of Texas football. We just love UT football so much, and we all went to the games in college, but we're not really sure who's going to be successful or poor, but we decide, you know what, between the 20 of us, we're going to make sure every year that we have these 20 season tickets, and we'll make sure that we group fund the costs for 20 season tickets a year. Even if Ed over here might not be doing so well financially, Jim over here had a good year, he can front the cost of the tickets. That's free market capitalism. Again, that's a bland example. Dr. Simone's example is even a better example. But that's what I try to explain to communists, millennial communists, that they're not actual communists, they're fascists. If you want to be a communist in America, you need to support the free market, because you can actually be a communist. You need to be for less taxes, you need to be for no taxes, quite frankly, because that's the only way you'll actually have control over your funds and the commune that you decide. So you could say, hey, we're gonna build our own little community, we're gonna pool our money together, and whatever we wanna do with this money, like some sort of a glorified HOA, if you will, which is, again, a form of fascism, not communism. But your website is the perfect solution. It's the perfect example. Why should we all be paying these expensive, exorbitant, most of the time useless health insurance costs when you can instead withdraw from that system and then have your own system? Again, I'm not promoting communism here. I'm just saying, if you're a communist in America, you ought to be supporting the free market, because that allows you the option to do stuff like what you're doing, Dr. Gold.
Exactly. I'm kind of laughing. I think your analogies are exactly right. The one I was just thinking of is Apple products. You know, Apple's like a closed system. So when you have a closed system, you have a lot of flexibility to do so they get less viruses and It's like a closed system. So they charge a lot and they have a closed system. So what Gold Care did is we don't charge a lot, but it's kind of a closed system. We've walled out the government. We've walled out the insurance industry. So you get better price, better value, more freedom. You can do what you want from a healthcare perspective. We have a wellness bias, not an illness bias. So you have all of that great stuff, which you'd want really for any price, you'd want that. But in addition, it's lower price. And in addition, it stops funding this Marxist, and you're exactly right, by the way. Of course, it's not communism, it's fascism, but we've been sold it as communism, which is why I say communism. You know, right before the break, you had said something that caught my ears. It said, you know, you said you can't even hardly go to a gas station now with people knowing. You need to understand that, like, doctors have been enlisted in the war to spy on you. I'm not joking. What do I mean? Let me tell you. There's something in medicine called the ICD-10 codes. Basically, every couple of years, the government comes out with a book, and it's called the ICD-10 diagnostic codes. Everything in medicine is driven by the ICD diagnostic codes. There's like 10,000 of them. If you've got chest pain or belly pain or footache or eye pain, whatever, it has a code. This is how the system of medical care functions in our nation, is by the ICD-10 codes. For the first time ever in the history of American medicine, there's now an ICD-10 code for being unvaccinated. This has never existed in the history of our nation, and there's no medical reason for it, because within the definition of that ICD-10 code for the unvaccinated, it has an exception. You shouldn't use it if there was a medical reason not to be vaccinated. So, for example, if you had a cardiac arrest and you decide from the first shot, you decide not to take another shot, you don't use that code. But if a person, I guess, is resistant or awake and has noticed that these things aren't good for you and has decided not to take it, your doctor lists an ICD-10 code on your chart. You are now labeled as a person's unvaccinated. They're not using it now, but you bet your bottom dollar they will.
Hold on. This is actually huge. I want you to continue explaining this. Folks, this is so key. Yes. The government is literally being turned into a weapon against you. I don't think people understand this. They really can't fathom that this is happening in America, because the phenomenon that you have just explained has been going on in the banking industry for years. Like, everybody thought, I think it was Bank of America sold out people that went to D.C. They shared with the government all your data. Folks, they've been doing that for years. That's just the one that made the news. The government told, I think it was actually the FDIC, told bankers that if somebody comes in and makes a large cash deposit or big cash withdrawal, to put them on a list to be spied on. So, I mean, you can't go to the bank without the government spying on you. You can't go to your doctor without the government spying on you. I mean, this authoritarian government is spying on you all the time. There is no privacy anymore.
Right. So you're 100% right. So what I'm here to tell you is that doctors have mostly unwittingly, some on purpose, mostly unwittingly, your doctor has been inscripted in the surveillance state. Your doctor literally is giving the government information about essentially your political views, right? You're like, I don't want to get the shot. And you had no medical reason not to get the shot, according to the government. And they put a code next to your name. And again, there is no medical reason for this. It is only
this isn't like if I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day and I tell my doctor and then I'm paying a higher premium.
No, this is a number, an ICD. Like, if you have hypertension, for example, you get an ICD-10 code. It's on your chart. You always have it. It's part of your, you know, official record. Any hospital doctor you see literally has that ICD-10 code. There is now, for the first time in history, an ICD-10 code that tells the world that you've chosen not to be vaccinated. Oh, my God. Like, this is huge. This is the government enlisting hospitals and doctors to spy on you. And we're not realizing it, right? You're just talking to your doctor. You're just having a conversation. Your doctor doesn't know they've been used as a tool. You don't know that the doctor's being used as a tool. This is why you must exit the system. If there was another solution, I wouldn't have spent 2 years building a new system. If there was any way to salvage, I don't ever call it the healthcare system, by the way, Owen. I call it the death care system. If there was any way to salvage the death care system, that's what I would have put my attention to. It's impossible. Patriots, Christians need to walk out of the medical Marxism, the death care system. One amazing solution is Gold Care, Gold Care Plus. You know, I brought it for free market solution, because if we don't have free market solutions in America for all of our industries, we're going to collapse.
Well, and you know, look, folks, obviously stuff happens. You know, you can get into a car accident. Maybe you need some serious surgery. There's all kinds of bad stuff that happens. And you know, we want to be able to be taken care of for that. But, you know, I think people need to understand something. And we do preach this all the time, but I want to make sure that this sinks in. You got to be in the best health you can possibly be in. There are certain factors you have control over. You have control over what you eat. You have control over what you drink. You have control over what goes into your body, you know, exercise routines. You better be maximizing your health the best that you possibly can. You don't want to have to go to a hospital because of something that was in your control. Again, car accidents, stuff like that. Yeah, go ahead.
So I want to share with you how important that is. So the death care industry is financially modeled on illness. In other words, you go to a doctor, you want to get like a wellness checkup, for example. For that visit to be paid by the insurance company, typically there has to be some kind of disease attached to it. So they'll say pre-hypertension or pre-diabetes. They'll say something. In other words, the whole orientation, the whole bias is towards being ill. We have entirely the opposite bias in Gold Care.
So like the doctors won't even hear from you unless you can prove you're actually sick because you don't eat healthy or something. We're up against a break. Finish your thoughts on this on the other side, Dr. Simone Gold. We'll be right back.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's Infowars.com on the back, Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to Infowarsstore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. And we'll have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you'll be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. No, it can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, final segment here with Dr. Simone Gold. You were cut off by the last break. You can continue that discussion or wherever you want to go here in the last segment, Dr. Simone Gold.
Thank you so much. You know, you touched on wellness and illness and staying healthy. So you might have all the best intentions in the world, but you go to a mainstream physician and they're really oriented towards illness. They're oriented towards writing prescriptions for you. This is just how the world is right now. So what Gold Care does, among the things we do differently, is we have a real wellness focus. We have traditional conventional doctors like myself, but we work exactly hand in hand with wellness doctors, functional doctors, dietitians, spiritual coaches, faith leaders. It's one and the same to keep you healthy. We don't want to maintain you on medications. We actually have a service that we offer everyone who's on three prescriptions or more, which is called deprescribing. We get you off your prescription medications if you possibly can come off, and almost everybody can come off at least some, if not all, of their prescription medications. That's one reason to check us out, just this huge wellness focus. Another reason is the privacy model. Another reason is the same reason that InfoWars exists. We have to support those businesses that are challenging, you know, the Marxist or fascist takeover of our nation. So if you're interested from a wellness perspective, if you're interested in the privacy, if you're interested in defunding medical Marxism, goldcare.com is for you. I built it for the Patriot movement and Christians.
Well, and these are the solutions that we can have to slowly pull ourselves back from the globalist Marxist digital enslavement of the planet that they're trying to just sleepwalk us into. And I mean, from where we're at right now, I mean, the awakening is definitely on. There's no denial. Yes. There's an awakening on. I know you've seen this. I've seen this. But at that same time, the tyranny is pressing the gas as well. I don't know if that's just part of their plan or if that's in response to the awakening. What do you think? I mean, what has to happen for the average American to wake up? What is the threshold going to be? Is it going to be when the banks collapse and they have nothing left to lose? Is it going to be when their son comes home from school in a dress talking about how they want to chop their balls off? Is it going to be when Trump gets arrested and then we never see him again? They just disappear him. I mean, what is it going to take, do you think?
Yeah, so I actually think it's just incumbent on every single person to do something. I think people get overwhelmed. They think, what can I do? And, you know, Trump, you know, has been indicted. What can I do? Or the banks are failing. What can I do? That's my lane, is to give you a practical solution to a huge problem in our nation. Most people don't think of the death care system, the healthcare system, as a national security threat. I'm telling you, it's a national security threat because it's controlling our economy, and it's also a personal threat to you directly. And I'm also telling you, you personally can do something about it. You personally can start defunding that Marxist medical model. So I would say, don't think you can't make a difference. You can start marching your dollars out of one category and into another category. Absolutely, I go around the nation, I speak publicly all the time. People are absolutely waking up. But I think they think there's nothing they can do. And there is.
So when you talk to these people, I mean,
may I just add one thing? I'm sorry, Owen. I just want to say that people need to compare their medical solution to very similar to the college university system. A lot of people now realize, I will never send my kid to college. By the way, I've got two kids, two teenagers. You know, I'm like, I don't even want them to go to college. And I have two doctorate degrees. I mean, I love education. I'm telling you, you know, most awake people, like, don't go to college. It's like poisoning your children. The same thing in the death care system. You are funding it. Unlike the college, which you don't have to pay for, you're voluntarily paying, United Health Group, and you're paying Kaiser. And those groups are controlling our medical freedom. So you can do something about it.
And it's the for-profit system, right? It's the for-profit system. They want you eating unhealthy foods so that you end up at the doctor's office. They want you to take a vaccine with a side effect so they can tell you you need another vaccine at the doctor's office.
Listen, they've set it up perfectly. What in what universe would you have set up a system where the doctor only gets like 10 or 15 very fast minutes, and he has to spend all that time charting, and that's all the time he has with the patient, if not to push drugs? I mean, how can you have real advice to a patient if you've got to go through it like on a treadmill, every 15 minutes, seeing a new patient, seeing the only way to get through your day as a doctor in an outpatient clinic is to write prescriptions. So we've stepped out of that. I just want the average American to understand, you may not recognize the harm that's befalling you personally by being in the medical system, but consider what I said. Consider that they're tracking you with ICD-10 codes that your doctor has. Consider that they're writing prescriptions for you that you probably don't need. Consider that Medicare has policies that were killing Medicare recipients. Consider all those things. Let that motivate you to stop funding the insurance model and start coming, really come home to goldcare.com.
All right, Dr. Simone Gold, where can people follow your work and support you?
Yes, I'm always on Twitter, always spreading the truth on Twitter, Dr. Simone Gold. And again, I can't, you know, say enough that you really should check out goldcare.com. I built it with a team, an incredible team, as a response to medical Marxism. It offers you personally a better solution. It also gives you the chance to take a patriotic step to save our nation.
Well, like I said, I'm just kind of the interim head man here today. But if that's something that, InfoWars can be a part of and Alex is interested, we'll see if we can make that happen.
My invitation, I just meant it like off the cuff personally, because I understand, and of course to InfoWars, but I understand this is sort of a lot to take in an hour. But the truth is, we've done all the complexity. You just need to come over and switch. You literally just have to jump over the line, jump over the broom, jump over and switch to a better model. I want to reassure people, I made this switch for myself personally 10 years ago. Before I conceived the one that, you know, I've launched, I made the switch 10 years ago. It's safe. You can do it. If you have a car accident or something, you're still protected. So I'd love to talk with you more about it. We partnered with a lot of people because this is essentially a national security issue, getting control of our medical system.
Yeah, and just having the freedom of choice. Dr. Simone Gold, thank you so much. Godspeed and God bless.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a couple of things to address here. Gerald Celente is going to be hosting the fourth hour of today's Alex Jones Show. I've still got a ton of news, and we'll be covering Donald Trump landing in New York and all the chaos that's going on. There's a huge rally outside of Trump Tower in New York City happening right now. Joe Biden couldn't draw a crowd if he was giving away free cars. And Trump supporters show up to support Donald Trump, even though they know the Democrats may come after him and arrest him. But yeah, 85 million votes for Biden. He's the winner, I'm sure. But two things I need to address here. And I don't know how much time I want to spend on this because it's not really my issue to tell. And Alex has basically talked about it before. But if you're tuning in today and you're saying, where is Alex? Where is Alex? He's dealing with some other stuff. But, there's probably a level of burnout, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm honored that Alex trusts me enough and this crew enough to be taking some extra time off for some personal time and some family time and to deal with some other issues that he just ignores because he's been fighting the info war for so long. So that's what's going on. And he deserves some time to decompress and spend with family. But I understand why people tune in and they hear me more often and they don't tune in to hear me. They tune in to hear Alex. I get it. Believe me, as a talk radio obsessed individual, I know you tune in to hear Alex, and when you don't, you get upset. So, but believe me, with the level of burnout that I go through and the crew goes through, I can't even imagine it for Alex. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like there's some magic remedy and maybe you can make Alex feel better. I don't know. But I will tell you this. I've been on air for 3 hours and I've barely even plugged the products once. And so it's already a major burden and frustration with Alex when he's dealing with getting funding in here all the time. And he's just trying to make sure we can pay the bills and pay the crew and not shut this place down. On a weekly basis, he goes through that. So I barely even plugged. And so now I'm part of the problem. So I hope you'll go to InfoWarsStore.com and think about financially supporting us. But by the way, you're going to get a great product, whether it's the BrainForce Plus or the BrainForce Ultra, the nootropic that I love so much, whether it's the Bone Broth Plus that I am drinking in my coffee today because it tastes great in coffee, also great in protein shakes, whether it's the turmeric toothpaste that is so popular and selling off the shelves right now, just like all the other toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com that actually is sold out, but turmeric is still in stock. Whether it's the emergency food supplies that you'd rather have and not need than need and not have, whether it's the air filtration, the water filtration, we make it easy to financially support us when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you don't want to buy a product, you can go right to the donation page. So I don't know if there's a cure for the burnout that Alex has felt fighting this for 20 years and probably wondering every day. I'll be honest, folks, because it's all about victory here. That's why I've dedicated myself to Alex, because I know it's all about victory. But you might make him a little less stressed if he sees there's a lot of funding coming into InfoWarsStore.com today. I think that might relieve his stress just a little bit.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up in the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to the system by our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWars.